A shelling attack in eastern Ukraine. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Top military officials, along with Fox's Trey Yingst, were forced to flee the front lines.
The fire that we have coming in right now is being fired from just a few kilometers away. Russian-backed separatists clearly identified there were a lot of people at that position and started to hammer it pretty heavily with artillery. Explosions in the distance, those were incoming rounds. That's what the Ukrainian military has been dealing with the past 48 hours. They say they are following the Minsk protocols and that it's the Russian-backed forces that are violating this agreement.
Russia claims that at least two shells fired from a government-held part of eastern Ukraine landed across the border. Earlier, separatist leaders ordered a full military mobilization. President Biden and his defense chief are convinced that Russian leader Vladimir Putin has made the decision to invade.
For months now, Russia has been building up its military forces in and around Ukraine, including in Belarus. They are uncoiling and are now poised to strike.
Secretary Lloyd Austin in Lithuania. At a security conference in Munich, Vice President Kamala Harris warned Russia would face unprecedented financial consequences if it attacks. Protesters in Canada's capital are thinning out as police make more arrests.
This area was loaded with trucks, people still camping out, and now it is entirely cleared out. Police systematically closed in on it, made arrests. The trucks were removed. Drivers were given the opportunity to remove their trucks, and now police have regained complete control of this area. And police were met with intense pushback, protesters screaming, "Hold the line," against police, pushing and shoving police, who then returned the force.
Fox's Matt Finn in Ottawa. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A showdown is brewing over the redrawing of congressional districts in Ohio.
The Ohio Redistricting Commission missed Thursday's deadline from the Ohio Supreme Court to submit a third version of redrawn congressional and state legislative district boundaries. The first two maps were rejected by the state's high court as disproportionately in favor of Republicans. Ohio's Chief Justice has given the commission, which includes Governor Mike DeWine, until Wednesday to show why the commission should not be held in contempt of court. Time is getting short. The new maps must be approved by Ohio's filing deadline for congressional candidates, now less than 2 weeks away. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
A rodent infestation has prompted a recall at a distribution center for a popular discount chain.
A consumer complaint led to the facility being inspected in West Memphis in January. Live rodents, dead rodents, bird droppings, and dead birds were found. More than 1,100 rodents were recovered after the facility was fumigated. The Food and Drug Administration announcing the Family Dollar chain has issued a voluntary recall on products purchased from stores in the South. Family Dollar listing 400 stores that may have sold products from the facility. The company saying they're not aware of any consumer complaints of illness.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. Whiteout conditions from the Great Lakes to the Northeast as an Alberta clipper moves through. Heavy snow squalls coupled with powerful wind gusts could cause sporadic power outages. The weather in Daytona, Florida tomorrow, sunny and 72. Perfect conditions for the Daytona 500.
This is the kickoff of the season, the Great American Race, our biggest race of the year. This race really brings in so much, eyes on our sport, right? This thing's sold out for tomorrow.
NASCAR driver Joey Logano on Fox and Friends Weekend. I'm Pam Puzo, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.